KSL News time now, 7:49. We're still following emergency triple team traffic on KSL News Radio. Back to you, Andy Farnsworth.
Brian, I-15 looking ugly between Bluffdale and 90th South. That stretch alone will take you almost a half an hour. Plus, you've got more bumper-to-bumper traffic between 72nd and 53rd South, and reduced speeds on the main line of I-15 between 33rd South and downtown Salt Lake's exits. Bangor are jammed up between 70th and 5400 South. Once again, no surprise. And, of course, I-80 closed for 7 miles between the Dugway exit and the Grantsville exit, and the alternate route itself will take you at least 90 minutes to drive, Eric Butler.
And staying out in Tooele County, you've got problems if you're northbound on SR 36 right at Lake Point. You had an accident there, and that's causing some slowdowns back to Mills Junction. Over on the east side, belts northbound slowing as well as you come up towards the I-80 Foothill Drive exits. And down Utah County, though, this is the good news. No problems there from Provo to Lehigh. Alicia?
Well, our maps are showing us some slowing right now as you're trying to work your way out of the Layton area. Quite a bit of slowing from Layton Parkway down through Kaysville and then again through Farmington. Now it's slowing as you're connecting onto Legacy Highway as well as staying on I-15. I'm not going to see a big difference in delay time whether you decide to go Legacy or stay on I-15. So either direction there, maybe just plan an extra 5-10 minutes. I might just stay on I-15. Once you get through it though, southbound I-15, you look good through the North Interchange and then you slow down again right around that Rose Park 6 North, 10th North area. Boot Light at Utah's Hochul Zoo is here, and you can get free tickets courtesy of Mountain America. Simply open a new youth account at any Mountain America branch or at macu.com. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.